very impressed with one of my guests this morning, Sarah Powell. I asked her off air if she knew what that song was, just from a few opening beats, and she got imagination. She thought it was Body Talk, which was very close. It was actually Music and Lights, which is very relevant to what we are talking about this morning, because with Christmas looming and the shortest day just around the corner, it's that time of year when many of us take a diversion or even make a special trip to one of those streets where we know we'll be able to see an amazing display of Christmas lights. Now, one such street locally is Alpha Road in Hutton, where residents at one of the houses have gone one better with music as well, which is why I played that song, you see. It's all the creation of 15-year-old Ben Charles. And Ben joins me now along with his mum, Sarah Powell. Good morning to both of you.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, Ben, talking about music, talking about lights, but it's not just about, you know, people having some music to listen to while they look at the lights. There's more to it than that.
The lights flash in time with the music and change colour.
Which is absolutely amazing. I've seen it. It's up on YouTube and Facebook as well. So, you know, you can see it. Obviously, we want people to come around and see it for real as well. So what's the background to all of this? How did you come to create this?
We've been putting lights up all my life. And then I saw some video on YouTube of someone who has synchronised their Christmas lights. So they flash in time with music. And I really wanted to do that.
And Sarah, you're having regular displays with this.
Yes. What time are the displays, Ben?
4:30 to 6:30.
Every single day?
Yeah.
And is the music particularly loud?
The neighbours don't mind. It's not too loud. And it's also broadcast on FM, so you can tune your car radio to it and hear it.
Right, okay. So, well, give us the name of the road again, where you are.
Alpha Road.
And people will come along and it'll be pretty obvious that it's it's your...
you can't miss it.
It's your house. And you're doing this for charity as well?
Yeah, for the Essex Air Ambulance.
Right, so you've got a Just Giving page up there?
Yeah.
Okay, how can people find that?
www.justgiving.com/AlphaRoadXmas, or you can text ARCL 57 followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 to 770.
Say that again, Ben.
ARCL 57.
Right.
Followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10 to 770.
And that's the amount of money you want to
give.
To the number again?
770.
I will put those details up on my show page a little bit later on so people can support this. Sarah, tell us a little bit more about the neighbours, because when I first heard about this, I thought this is absolutely amazing. But obviously with the lights, that's one thing. But the music as well going on every single night. My goodness, if you live next door, you must be tearing your hair out. But you're telling me that's not the case.
Luckily, there are quite a few young children in the road and they really do enjoy it. We see them, well, the neighbours opposite, we see them peering from their curtains as they go to bed at night.
Right.
But the music has stopped by then. The music does go off at 6:30 sharp. But most of the donations we've received so far have in fact been from the neighbours. I think more than 70% has been from our immediate neighbours.
Oh, so that does say something about what they think about it.
And we've had a very long thank you letter, handwritten by Gwen's children next door. I think it was Jodie or Megan, I'm not sure which one wrote the letter, but it was very long and very detailed, and apparently they were dancing outside.
And it's not just the lights outside the house, is it, Ben? You've got the lights inside the house as well.
In the windows.
Right, yeah. Tell us a little bit technically about how this works.
There's a company in America called Lightorama who make software and controllers to do this. And you program the lights and get the controllers and plug the lights into the controllers, and it flashes them on, turns them on and off and dims them at the correct time.
So is it a case that you have to put together the program of music and you have to actually in advance program the lights to the particular music? Right, okay. So what sorts of songs have you got as part of your display?
A huge variety, from pop Christmas music to rock and Carol of the Bells and some classical
Oh, so quite a variety. It's not just not just pop music. And a lot of Christmas music, presumably, amongst
it's all Christmas
as well.
At the moment.
Yeah. And are you into music yourself? I mean, you're obviously quite technically minded.
Yeah, I am.
Because often I think music and science are actually quite closely related, aren't they? Because music is quite scientific, obviously, in terms of, you know, the structure of the beats and everything. And you did something for Halloween as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a Halloween display and we got more than 150 trick-or-treaters. Yeah.
I have to buy lots of sweets.
You're an incredibly, incredibly tolerant mum, it has to be said, to... The electricity bill hasn't come in yet.
It is quite high, our electricity bill.
I can imagine, but it's worth it.
Yes.
And what about fuses? Have you got some spare fuses in the box?
Yes, the fuses have gone a few times, but I think that's other things as well in the house, isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, do tell us exactly where Alpha Road is. You're near the Chequers Pub, aren't you?
Yes. Cedar Road is between the Chequers Pub and actually an electrical lighting shop on the corner.
Very appropriate.
And we're the second on the left on Cedar Road, just a little way along. And you won't miss it.
What we don't want is everybody turning up all at once. So do be sensible about this. But, you know, do be quite cautious about when you go round, obviously, and do respect the fact that it is a neighbourhood, but it is well worth seeing. And as I was saying, you're up on Facebook and YouTube as well. So if people do a search for Alpha Road Christmas lights, you're up there. Two, any plans for the future? I mean, are you looking ahead to next Christmas or anything before that?
A lot more lights.
A lot more lights. A bigger electricity bill.
Yeah.
We're having an extension, so there'll be another window next year, so you'll have something to fill.
So remind us what time the displays are.
4:30 to 6:30.
4:30 to 6:30 every day. And when will they be going off? Haven't you thought that far yet?
Are
you
just that far?
Is it when the bill comes in?
Yes.
Right? Flick the switch.
I think about the first week of January.
Oh, no, I think before New Year, Ben.
Oh, there's a little bit of a disagreement here. Well, of course, Twelfth Night, traditional sort of, what is it, the 5th of January,
latest,
isn't it?
Absolute latest.
Absolute latest. Oh, I think Mum's going to be taking some decisions here. You've chosen Essex Air Ambulance. There's a relevance to that, isn't there?
They're doing a Lights for Flights campaign, so you decorate your house and raise money for the charity.
Oh, so they're actually encouraging people to decorate the house.
Yeah.
But that's just the normal lights without the music. Is this something you've come across with other people doing as well?
I've not seen anyone at any other displays like it. Apart from on the internet.
But it is something that I guess could catch on. So how long does it actually take you to prepare? I can imagine programming all the music, but actually putting the lights up and everything.
I started putting lights up in October.
Wow.
And I've been programming and learning how to do stuff for the last 2 years. Yeah.
How many different songs and music tracks have you got as part of the display?
I think there's 9 at the moment, but I'm trying to get one done every week.
So it's quite repetitive.
Yeah.
Your neighbours really are very tolerant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do just give them another mention. I think we should give them a good mention on the radio.
Yes, they are very kind. They seem to enjoy it. Well, they tell us they do. They are very, very nice about it, aren't they? Luckily.
Which obviously, you know,
we do appreciate.
Of course you appreciate. And the fact that they've given to the Essex Air Ambulance campaign as well, then it says that they must be enjoying it as well. But you want to add some more music, I guess, to add a little bit of variety to it. Look, Sarah, Ben, it's been absolutely fascinating to chat to you this morning. So it's Alpha Road, so you're near the Chequers on the Radio Road. Turn off Cedar Road, isn't it?
That's right.
And then you're just a couple of streets on the left. Don't all rush along at once, but 4:30 to 6:30 tonight and every evening for the next couple of weeks at least. Well... Probably.
Yes.
Or if you want to look at it on YouTube or Facebook, do that as well. And do support through Just Giving as well. Ben, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.